This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Both houses endorse government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. Incumbent Council of Ministers reshuffled with changes in portfolio. Property Investigation Commission orders public officials to disclose assets within a 1 month. U.S. and Chinese presidents hold high-level talks without reaching trade agreement. Now the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament yesterday endorsed the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84, Vikram Sambat, despite continued protest by opposition parties demanding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's presence in the parliament. In the House of Representatives, the policies and programs were passed unanimously during the second meeting after Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle responded to lawmakers' concerns on behalf of the Prime Minister. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial invited lawmakers to seek further clarification, but opposition members continued protesting and did not participate in the clarification process. The opposition had registered 35 amendment proposals against the government's policies and programs. Speaker Arial later presented the amendment proposals for decision, and all were rejected by a majority through voice vote after the protesting lawmakers refused to withdraw them. During his response, Finance Minister Wagle said the government would continue efforts to strengthen the economic foundation built in the past, promote inclusive development and advance social progress. Earlier in the day, opposition parties had disrupted the first House meeting, insisting that Prime Minister Shah personally respond to lawmakers' queries, leading to a 15-minute adjournment. Despite continued obstruction in the second sitting, Speaker Arial allowed the Finance Minister to proceed with the response. Meanwhile, the National Assembly also endorsed the government's policies and programs after Finance Minister Wagle addressed questions raised during the discussions in the Upper House. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal announced the passes after amendment proposals were rejected by majority voice vote. The CPN-UML, however, had announced it would not participate in the voting process. President Ramchandra Podil had presented the government's annual policies and programs for the fiscal year 2083-84, Vikram Sambat, in a joint session of the Federal Parliament on May 11th. The National Assembly is now scheduled to hold discussions on principles and priorities of the Appropriation Bill, excluding tax proposals, on May 18 and 19. Finance Minister Wagle is expected to respond to lawmakers' queries during the deliberations. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. on May 18. President Ramchandra Podil has reshuffled the Council of Ministers following the government's decision to reduce the number of ministries to 18 under the amended performance regulations. According to the President's office, the cabinet restructuring was carried out on the recommendation of Prime Minister Balendra Shah in accordance with Article 76, Sub-Article 9 of the Constitution. The reshuffle includes 10 changes in ministerial portfolios, restructuring of ministries and the continuation of several ministries in their existing roles, with the 15-member Council of Ministers undergoing a revised division of responsibilities across key sectors, including education, health, agriculture and infrastructure. Under the new arrangement, Prime Minister Shah will directly oversee the Ministries of Defence, Home Affairs and Science, Technology and Innovation. Meanwhile, the government has formed a high-level committee to investigate allegations and concerns raised publicly against former Home Minister Sudhan Gurung. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on May 11 decided to constitute the probe panel under the coordination of former High Court Judge Achyut Prasad Bhandari. According to Prime Minister Balendra Shah's press and research expert Deepa Dahal, the panel has been mandated to study the issues raised against former Home Minister Gurung and submit a report with recommendations to the government within 2 weeks. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order suspending the implementation of a decision made by former Attorney General Savita Bhandari to withdraw a tax evasion case involving WorldLink Communications. A joint bench of Justices Vinod Sharma and Srikant Paudil issued the order yesterday, directing concerned authorities not to enforce the decision to withdraw the case until further proceedings. The case involves allegation that WorldLink Communications caused revenue loss of around 3 billion rupees to the state through tax evasion. The Supreme Court stated that the matter concerns the alleged evasion of a significant amount of tax revenue, making it necessary to halt implementation of the withdrawal decision for the time being. Former Attorney General Bhandari had earlier decided to withdraw the case filed against the company. The Property Investigation Commission has called on all current and former public office holders to submit details of their personal and family assets within 1 month of the publication of its public notice. The five-member commission, chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Rajendra Kumar Bhandari, issued the notice on Thursday as part of its mandate to investigate properties acquired by individuals holding public positions between the fiscal year 2006-07 and mid-April 2026. The government had formed the commission on April 15 under the leadership of former Justice Bhandari. The World Bank has expressed interest in expanding its cooperation and investment in Nepal's education sector. During a meeting at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, World Bank Country Director for Nepal, David Sislin, discussed ongoing education reforms, infrastructure development and the promotion of technology-based learning. According to the ministry, the discussions focused on strengthening partnerships to improve access to quality education and support long-term reforms. Professor Dr. Sushil Bahadur Bhajracharya, Dean at the Institute of Engineering, has been assigned the responsibility of Vice Chancellor of Tribhuvan University. Prime Minister and Chancellor of the University, Balendra Shah, took the decision on Thursday to appoint Professor Bhajracharya as Acting Vice Chancellor to oversee the university's day-to-day operations. He will continue serving as Dean of the Institute of Engineering alongside his new responsibility. Meanwhile, the government has initiated the process for appointing top officials at the Mater Dasharath Chand University of Health Sciences. A three-member recommendation committee has been formed to recommend candidates for the posts of vice-chancellor and registrar. The decision was made during a meeting of the University Senate chaired by Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel on Wednesday. The International Day of Families is being observed across the world today under the theme Families, Inequalities and Child Well-being. According to the United Nations, this year's theme highlights the growing impact of social and economic inequalities on families and children's futures. Programs and discussions are being organized globally to mark the day, including dialogue among member states, UN agencies and civil society representatives on policy measures to address inequality and improve child well-being. The observance of the day aims to raise awareness about social, economic and demographic issues affecting families and to promote family-centered policies as part of achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping held high-level talks in Beijing on Thursday, but the meeting concluded without any major trade agreement on significant business deals. The two leaders met more than 2 hours at the Great Hall of People, with both sides describing the discussions as productive. The visit placed a strong focus on technology and trade, highlighting the growing importance of artificial intelligence, electric vehicles and semiconductor technology in relations between the world's two largest economies. Despite the high-profile diplomacy, no comprehensive trade breakthrough was announced. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy across Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while the Tarai region will likely remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions and at one or two places in the remaining Tarai regions today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of a westerly low-pressure system and local winds along with a low-pressure area in the lower atmosphere near the country at present. And temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 15 to 17 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Both houses endorse government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. Incumbent Council of Ministers reshuffled with changes in portfolio. Property Investigation Commission orders public officials to disclose assets within 1 month. And U.S. and Chinese presidents hold high-level talks without reaching trade agreement. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.